Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Ketan Chaf Dalet. We begin 10 lines from the top of the Amud, right at the two dots, Ha'isha Mavi, Atzma Mavi, Avichulu. So the Mishnah concludes that even the wife herself, the Isha, can bring her own get into town, sort of deliver the get from her husband, but she must declare those words, Befanai Nichtav and Befanai Nechtav. The question is why? If she had received the get out of town, she's not a shliach bringing the get who has to say Befanai Nichtav. It's her get, which she received from her husband in a distant city. There's no need for Befanai Nichtav when you're not delivering a get as a shliach, asks the Gemara. Isha, if we're speaking about the Isha herself, Michimati Gita Liyada, once the get arrives in her hands, once she receives the get from the husband in the other location, Igar Shalah, there goes the Gerushin, she becomes divorced. So she can just burn up the get if she wishes to. She doesn't need to actually bring the get to us, to this bezin in this town. She can choose to bring it as a raya to prove her status, but she's not a shaliach delivering a get. The divorce has already taken place elsewhere. Why say Befanai Nichtav? So we're going to try to figure out why we are considering the Isha like a shliach, although she's the Isha herself who's getting divorced. She's considered a shliach of some sort, who is required to say the standard refrain, Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nichtav. Okay, so we're going to have several attempts and until we get to the final pshat at the end of the sugya. Amar Rav Huna, so once again the question is, why is she saying Befanai Nichtav? She's not a shliach. Amar Rav Huna bo'imer. We're speaking in a case where the husband tells her, look, here's your get, but it's not yet active. It's dormant. Until, Loitis Garshi Boy, don't get divorced with this get. Ela Bifnei Bezdin Pliny. Until you get to, you know, such and such bezdin in such city. And, yeah, so therefore when she comes to that city, only then can she become divorced with that get. The arrival triggers the get. And that explains why she has to say Befanai Nichtav. Well, I mean, what do you mean? Safe, you know, ultimately, kimat yohasam migarshil, once she gets there. It's a condition. Get there and then you become migurish. It's like a tanai. So the initial giving of the get to the Isha makes her divorced. It's just that she has to wait until she gets to such and such town. She's not a shliach. There's no Befanai Nichtav in place here. The Amar, what happened was the husband tells her, take this get. But one second. It's not yet to be activated. Until, when you get to that town, to that bezdin, asnachay ara, first take the get, then place it on the floor, and then pick it up, vishakli, take it. So that lifting off the ground activates the divorce. In which case, the delivery to that location is considered a shliach lehoilacha. Right, there are two types of shluchim, a shliach lekabbalah, that's the agent that the Isha appoints to accept the get on her behalf. When we speak about the shliach saying Befanai Nichtav, we're speaking about how maybe get. Ushliach lahi lacha, Rashi says in the beginning of the Masechta. Ushliach ze asoi baal. Shliach lahi lacha, Rashi on top on Bezim and Aleph, right? So the shliach lahi lacha is the one that was appointed by the husband to deliver the get to the Isha. So in effect, this Isha is considered like a shliach lahi lacha. She's first delivering the get to this location, puts it down on the floor, and then picks it up and is divorced. And therefore, she has to say Befanai Nichtav upon delivering the get. Asks the Gemara, but that wouldn't work for a different reason. If that's the case, that she's lifting it off the ground, she's not getting it from her husband. She's just picking it off the ground. It's like the husband tells the Isha, look, there's the get on the floor, pick it up. It doesn't work. Rava tells us, please, pick up your get from the floor. It doesn't work. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, v'nosan b'yada. He has to place it in her hands, rather than her taking it off the ground. So this concept, this scenario of the Isha bringing it and putting it on the floor and picking it up, it wouldn't work regardless. Ella, rather, was speaking to Amrla. He tells her like this. Until you get to that town, you're going to be my agent to deliver the get. Once you get there, you switch hats. You can turn into a shlich l'kabbalah. In which you'll be mekabel your get. So basically, she's going to be a shliach la'ilacha until that location. But when she gets there, and she says, now she turns into a shliach la'kabbalah. And she sort of accepts it from herself. And the question is, why does the Gemara have to say that she turns from a shliach la'ilacha to the Kabbalah? You could just, turn from a shliach la'ilacha to the Isha. Until there, you're a shliach la'ilacha. And then when you get there, that's it. It terminates my shlichus. You're no longer my agent. You're just a regular wife, and you're accepting the get from the so-called shliach la'ilacha, which is really yourself. So the Rishonim say it's needed because if she is not really appointing herself as a shlech la'kabbalah, then the whole b'fana nichtav wouldn't be applicable because there's no mass of delivering, because as soon as she gets there, she ceases to be a shlech la'ilacha. Now she's a regular wife and automatically she's divorced. Rather, we have to add another step. She's changing from shliach la'ilacha and turning into a shliach la'kabbalah. So it's sort of one shliach giving to the other. So there's a mass of giving over, which requires b'fanechta, a mass of delivering. Right? So the shliach la'ilacha sort of taking it out of his hands, giving it over, and that requires b'fanechta. But now it makes sense that the isha, upon delivering her get, in this framework, with this arrangement, is required to say b'fanechta, b'fanechta. So again, the Amar Law, he tells her, have a shliach la'ilacha. On the way there, you're my shliach la'ilacha. Adamatos hasam, until you arrive. Echimatos hasam, once you get there, flip into a shliach la'kabbalah. Assume a new status. Have a shliach la'kabbalah, v'kibla eskiteich, and be mekabel your get, from yourself. Asks the Gemara, but this poses another concern, which would invalidate the whole process. A shliach, by definition, means you're my agent, you're doing something for me, and you're going to satisfy my wishes. And part of the shlichus is to be able to come back to me and tell me, look, done, fulfilled, accomplished. So that's an inherent quality of a shliach. It's a required element. The ability to return to his sender and report on successful or unsuccessful results. Here you don't have that. The shlichus can't go back to the husband because it's all one and the same person. She was his shliach la'ilach up until a point, in which case she turned into a shliach la'kabbalah. The shliach la'ilach, where is he? He doesn't exist. He can't go back and report to the husband. So it's lacking in a very basic, requirement, a basic element of shlichus. So it doesn't work. Rather, says the Gemara, it's as follows. The Amar Lo, he told the Isha, have a shlich la'ilacha. Initially, I'm appointing you as my agent. Shlich la'ilacha. Go bring it to this and this place. Ad the matas hasam, until you arrive at that location. Matas hasam, once you get there, not that you yourself will transform into a shlich la'kabbalah. No. Shavi shlich la'kabbalah. You can appoint for yourself a shlich la'kabbalah to go ahead and accept the get from you. So now she's still technically a shlich la'ilach, and she can sort of go back to the husband and report if she wants to. Says the Gemara, Hanicha l'manda amar. So now let's realize what's happening. The husband sent a shliach, and the wife will sort of appoint her shliach to accept it from the husband's shliach. So it's going from shliach to shliach. Does that work? Can a wife designate a shliach to go and accept it from the husband's shliach? This works according to the Shita that an Isha can appoint a shliach lekabel gito miad shliach bala to accept the get being delivered by the husband's shliach, shliach to shliach. So that works. But according to the Shita, that an Isha cannot appoint an agent to accept a get from the husband's agent. Rather, she has to accept the get in person from the husband's shliach. If that's the case, if that's the halacha, Michael Amemar, then it doesn't work. Because in our case, it's shliach to shliach. The answer is, tamamai. What is the concern? Why, in fact, can't an Isha do that? Appoint her shliach to go greet the husband's shliach. Mishum de'ika bezoin the baal. Because the husband is embarrassed and ashamed. It's an affront to his honor. Look, you're, my shliach isn't worthy enough for you to come and accept it from him. You're going to send your shliach to accept it from my shliach? He takes it personally. And that's not what he had in mind. And that's not what he asked for and ordered for with that shliach la'ilachas. It doesn't work. So that applies elsewhere. But in our case, the husband explicitly asked for this, indicating that he's not concerned about the kavod and honor issue. He's obviously not concerned because he tells it to do so. First you be my shliach la'ilach, and then appoint a shliach la'kabal to accept it from you. So it works. Well, all that works if you hold that the concern with the shliach to shliach transfers because of the husband's bizoyin. But there's another school of thought. The reason why you cannot appoint a shliach like Kabbalah to accept a get from the shliach like Lach is because it can lead to other concerns. It can lead to confusion. And doing things in an inappropriate way, in a way that is not kosher. Such as chatzir habola achar mikan, which, as Rashi explains, is as follows. Husband takes a get, puts it into his next-door neighbor's property. And then the next-door neighbor decides to take that piece of property and give it to the Isha as a matan. We had it a couple of days ago. That doesn't work. Unless the husband asked the neighbor to do that as a shliach. But otherwise, if it's on his own, he goes and transfers the property with the get on it to the Isha. It doesn't work. Because who'd you get it from? Not the husband. There's no ben asam b'yada. And that's a very similar case to shliach, Rashi says. Because when he put the get into the next door neighbor's property, it's like he's making the property as a shliach. Look, hold on to the get from my wife. And then that's called like a shliach la'ilach. And then when the neighbor actually grants the property to the Isha, he's like saying, look, here's the property, and property will sort of hold the get for you, like a shliach la'kabbalah, and accept that and receive it for you on your behalf. So it's very similar to a shliach to shliach transfer. And over there, it certainly doesn't work, and therefore we don't allow any shliach to shliach transfer, even when speaking about live people, such as a shliach la'kabbalah going to accept a get from a shliach la'ilacha, concerned about creating confusion and resulting in the chatzir habor la'acha mikan, which doesn't work. Now, if that's the case, Michael Lemaire, then we're stuck. If the concern was the Baal's honor, well, in this case, he's okay with it. He's asking for it. But if the concern is more a more halachic concern, lest we create confusion in halacha, then it's an absolute halacha. We don't allow shliach to shliach transfer. Back to the question, how do we explain our Mishnah? What happened here? The Amar law, we'll explain it like this. Husband instructed the wife, have a shliach lo'ilacha. You know what? First be my shliach lo'ilacha, deliver the get to such and such location, such and such bezn. Until you arrive there, you are my shliach. And what happens over there? Once you arrive, shabi shliach lo'ilacha. You appoint another shliach lo'ilacha to continue the delivery process. And then you'll turn around and accept to get from that second person. Perfect. That explains the Mishnah. When she arrives as a shliach le'ilacha, she must say b'fanei nechtav, and then she transfers the get to another shliach le'ilacha on permission of the husband, right? And then she goes and accepts the get directly from the shliach le'ilacha. That's fine. You're saying we have another pshat to the Mishnah. The Amar Lahi told her, "Have a shliach la'ilacha. First, be my shliach la'ilacha. Adamat is hasam until you arrive. V'chiimat is hasam. Once she arrives, he tells her like this: Eimar kame beidina, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Go there. When you get to the bezin, declare b'fanei nechta, and have them appoint another shliach lahilacha. Umashvi beidina shliach. Let them make another shliach lahilacha. I'm letting them. Vilisvua nialech. And then the shliach lahilacha will give it to you. Umashvi brings that a shliach lahilacha can make another shliach lahilacha, so there's no problem with that. And now she'll accept it from the second shliach lahilacha, which either she made or the bezin made. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Again, the question was, how in the world does the Isha say before a nichlim for a nechtam? If she's divorced, she's done. Why is she bringing and delivering a get as a shliach? The answer is, yeah. She was appointed a shliach lahilacha. He wanted her to bring it to a specific place. They should know, they should certify it, for whatever reason. She comes there as a shliach. She must say before a nechtam. And then she transfers it to another shliach lahilacha, who gives it to her, and she's divorced. Hadron Allah, how may we get? Says the Mishnah, Kol get she nichtav shaloi l'shum isha pasul. If a get was written, not for the sake of this isha's divorce, it doesn't work. Ketzad, let's have some examples. The Mishnah will provide four examples in total. It's sort of a build-up. We're going from the more simple psul to a more advanced psul. A bigger chiddush. Ketzad. For instance, Yo'ever B'shuk, this husband is walking down the street, V'shamakol Seifrim, and he's overhearing some scribes sitting and reading out, you know, out loud what they're doing. They're practicing to write a get, Makrin, they're calling out, Ish plainim, Megarish is plainim, Mokim plainim, Reuben is being Megarish, Leah, who lives in this place. V'amar, he says, oh, great. Mama Shiata D'shmaya, Zeh Shmi, V'zeh Shem Ishti, this is perfect, my name, my wife's name. Custom-made get, ready-made. Puzzle got, it's not custom-made, it's ready-made. Puzzle got Rishboy, he can't use it because it wasn't written for the sake of divorce at all. It was just a practice get. Yosem Rakein, a more advanced case. A greater chiddush. A lesser psul, which is still disqualified. Kosov Lagarish is Ishtar. He wrote a get to divorce his wife. So Reuven, to be Megarish Leah. Venim Lachni, you know, had a change of heart. He canceled his plans. And he tossed the get into the trash bin. Motzei ben Iroi, so his landsman, a local community member, discovers the get. V'amar loy. Sorry, he didn't throw it out. Motzei ben Iroi means the fellow ben Iroi, landsman, meets Reuven. V'amar loy says, look, I heard you wrote a get. Shmi kishimcha, perfect. You know we have the same name. V'shem ishti kishem ishtacha, my wife and you have the same name. Let me use your get. Save me a few dollars. Possible garish, but you can't use it because it wasn't meant for this husband or the wife. Yosher Mekan, even more than that. Hoyloish Deinoshim. One man had two wives. Ush Moisein Shavis with the same exact name. Two Rachels. Cross of Lagar Sakdol. He wrote a get for the older Rachel. Lagar Saktan. I can't use it for the younger Rachel. Yosher Mekan, an even greater Chiddush. Omar the Lavler. Her husband turns to the Sefer and he says, look, Ksav, please write me a get. Le'ezeh She'erze Agarish Boy. I'll decide which one I want to use it for. So just write me a get for Reuven to Rachel, and I'll decide later on which one of my two wives. Pasul Agarish Boy, you can't use it. Because it wasn't clear. It wasn't verified. It wasn't personal at the time of writing. So we have four cases. In the first, it was just a practice get. In the second, it was meant for this husband, and it's trying to be used by the next husband. In the third case, it was meant for his wife, Rachel, the older one, and he's trying to use it for the younger Rachel. In the fourth case, it was undefined, and he's going to try to use Breira to verify, you know, retroactively it doesn't work, because there was no specific intent initially. So on case B, Reuven decided to garish his wife, and he changed his mind. That get cannot be transferred to his friend. So what's the first case speaking about? First case in the Mishnah, where he was walking down the street and encountered the Seifrim. What exactly was going on? Why were they writing a get? We're speaking that the Seifrim are sitting and practicing a getin. And it wasn't meant for divorce at all. The wording in the Mishnah indicates as such, it was just a practice get, diktonic, because it says Seifrim makrin. Seifrim are calling out, dictating. The teachers are dictating to the students, write this and this get with these specifics. Lurktani Sefer Nkoren, it doesn't say Sefer not calling out or sort of reading out loud, which would perhaps indicate that they're writing a legitimate get, just reading the words out loud as they're writing. It says Makrin, there's a dictation going on, there's a teacher teaching Shema Amino. Ma Yasser Alkein. So what's the next case in the Mishnah? Yasser Alkein, an even greater Chiddush. In which way is case number two a bigger Chiddush than case number one? And likewise, case three over case two, or case four over case three. Not only case one, which was just a practice get, shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin, which was not related to a divorce at all, ela'avze, even case B, shenichtav l'shem gerushin, which was meant for divorce. Pasla, it's no good, because problem is it was meant for Reuven and not for the other Reuven. And not only case B, which wasn't intended for this Reuven's divorce, ela'avze, even case 3, shenichtav l'shem gerushin, which was meant for Reuven's divorce. Problem is he had two wives with the same name. And it wasn't defined. He's trying to use the same get meant for Rachel, the older one for the younger Rachel. He can't do that. So even that's puzzle. So here it's not lacking in the kavana for the ish, but it's lacking in the intent for the isha. Well, is it not only case three, shaloi nichtav leshum gerishin. Huh? Not only case three, which was not written for this specific woman's divorce, and therefore it's no good. Ela afza, even case four. Remember case four was he went to the slave and he says, look, I'm not sure which one I want to use it for, just write me a get and I'll decide. So there it sort of included both on potential, right? Ela afza shenichta l'shum gerushna. It was meant for her and her. There as well we say it's pasul my time. Why do we say that all these cases are pasul? It has to be so specific and personal. So now the Gemara will present to us the source of all four deficiencies and why they're no good. Look, the pasuk would just say Venosan Sevakrisis Biyada without saying Vikasavla. Just place the Sevakrisis in her hands. How about we now would say? It has to be a Sevakrisis. It has to have been written for divorce purposes. Lamute Kama. As opposed to case number one, the Layavid Lushum Krisis, which was just a practice get, not meant for divorce. So that certainly doesn't work. But I wouldn't know case 2, 3, and 4. Aval kosel agarish es ishtev enimlach. But in case B, where it was meant for divorce, he just changed his mind after he wrote it. The avad lushum krisis, which was meant for divorce purposes, ema kosha, maybe that's okay. Kosav rachmona v'kosav. That's why the pasuk says v'kosav lo. V'kosav means he must write. Which means to say the husband must be involved. It must be his initiation. Not using the other husband's get. So we know case B is out. Now, let's go to case 3. Ikosav rachmona v'kosav. If the pasuk only says vakasa, I would know it has to be husband's specific. But who says it has to be wife specific? Hava, I mean, I would say lemute hai, as opposed to case b the loy iu kakasa, because the husband didn't write to get it, was the other husband. Kasiv law. Aval yeshish denasha, but in case three, what it was meant for this husband, but problem is he had two wives. So with the iu kasiv law, the husband certainly initiated the get. It was husband specific, but not wife specific. Ema kasha, maybe that's not critical. It's okay. Kas rachmana, the extra word law. Vekasav is husband specific, and law means wife specific. Lishma. V'seifa lomeli. What's the point of case four? To tell you, kamash want to teach you. They ain't braver. You can't just verify after the fact. So even though he went to the seifa and he says, look, I'm not sure. I haven't made up my mind. Write me a shtar which I can use for either one. I'll decide later. You can't define and personalize things retroactively. And Taisa says, even according to the Shita, that typically we say Yesh Brera. We can verify later on retroactively, but by get, we have higher standards. Because it says because of law, it has to be more specific and more clear. You can't do it retroactively. So, we are in case 3 of the Mishnah. It was husband-specific. He had two wives. He decided to write it for the older Rachel. He can't use it for the younger Rachel. By the way, Rashi said, Gdelang Tana is Lavdavka. It just means to say he has two wives, we're just calling them, labeling them Gdelang Tana. Bottom line is, it needs to be wife-specific as well. So you can use it for the Gdela, right? Ktana Udalay Matsim Megarish, but you can't use it for the Ktana. It wasn't written for her. Ha Gdela Matsim Megarish, baby, can use it for the Gdela, although they have the same names. So when the older Rachel is in possession of this get, written to her from Reuven, we assume she's holding it, it must be her get. Right? When you're holding something, it's Muchsag, it's yours. We don't say, look, maybe it was really given to Rachel and Rachel misplaced it and you found it. No, you're holding it, it's yours. And it proves her status. Amar Rav Azayis Ameris, we can derive from here an interesting halacha regarding Chayshe Mishpat as well, monetary matters. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adonir ben Achas. Suppose you have two people in the same city with the same name and father's name. Both are called Yosef ben Shimon. Moitzin Shtar Chayv al Achirim. So let's say one of these Yosef ben Shimons happens to have a shtar of $1 billion loan to Yisachar. Can he collect on that? For sure. He's holding it. He must be the creditor. Yisachar can't say, "Whoa, who says I owe you the money?" Maybe it really belongs to the other Yosef ben Shimon. You got it from him somehow. He lost it. No, we don't question. We don't challenge the one in possession of the shtar. Like in our Mishnah, says Rava, like in our Mishnah. We have two Rachels, and the older Rachel happens to be holding the get, granted to her, allegedly, by Reuben. We don't suspect foul play. It's her get, it's hers. Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, Almata, if that's the case. Reisha, let's go back to the previous case, case two of the Mishnah. Tani, Shmiki Shemcha. Over there we're speaking about two husbands, right? They have the same name. Pasul Garish Boy, he says, look, you have a get that you're not using. We have the same first name. Let me use your get. You can't use it because it's not husband specific. So let's imply from here that the second Reuven can't use it because it wasn't his get. Do you mean to say that the first Reuven can use it? So basically, we have two people in the city, same name, both Reuven. And now, let's assume their wives have the same name as well. And Reuven writes a get for Rachel. He gives it to her, his own wife. We say it works, despite the fact that there's another fellow Reuven in town. And maybe, and the other one really wrote the get for himself and he dropped it. He decided not to use it, threw it out, and this Reuven found it. No, we don't have to be concerned about that. Right? And that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. The real owner of the get, the real writer, can use it. He can't give it to his other Reuven, because it wasn't meant for him, but the first Reuven who commissioned the get can use it. And his wife will now take the get and use it as a raya about her divorce. And we're not concerned that perhaps she happened to find it in the street where it was dropped by the other Reuven who decided to write it in and discard of it. But we have a halacha that we are concerned. So let's go back to the case of the loan of the Yosef ben Shimon. So we say like this. Two people, Yosef ben Shimon, in a city, they can produce a shtar chayiv on another person, meaning if I'm Yosef ben Shimon, just because there's another Yosef ben Shimon in town, I can still produce a shtar chayiv, you owe me money. You can't claim, we owe it to the other guy. I have the shtar, you owe it to me. It's by me, it's mine. Okay, but what about somebody coming and demanding payment from me? No, I could say, it's my friend who borrowed the money from you, unless you can positively identify and confirm that it's me. Nobody can come demand payment from them unless he has another way to certify and verify that it's me. Right? Because maybe my friend borrowed money from you. And now, you have a deal with each other. He gave you the shtar, now you're coming to collect from me. Right? So who says I borrowed from you? So here as well says Abaye. We're in trouble. Because in the Mishnah, it seems like, you can do that. You have two men with the same name. And we allow this man to write himself a get, give it to his wife, and the wife can claim that she's divorced based on this get. Says who? Maybe she found him in the street. We were dropped by the other husband with the same name. So we're in trouble. It's a kasha. Because we see by Shtar Chayiv, we're concerned about that possibility. So there must be some solution to this problem. So you must say that the Mishnah, which allows it, Mishnah Mayas, which is not concerned, but Eidim Esira of Rablazer, going to Rablazer. Eidim Esira are required, and they're there. They see who's giving to whom. And they know exactly who divorced whom. There's no concern about the other husband being involved. It's this husband with this wife. So that answers my kasha, says Abaye. So if that's the case, Hachanami Eidim Esira, Rablazer. Let's go back to Rava's Raya. Right, so basically, Abaye had a kasha from case two of the Mishnah, which is inconsistent with the halacha by the Shtar Chayiv. Over there, we're concerned. Over here, we're not. The answer must be the Mishnah by us is found Rabbi Elazar. We have Eidim Esira, so you know exactly what happened. If so, says Abaye, let me relate to Rava's Adiyuk. Rava was focusing on case three of the Mishnah, where not the two husbands had the same name, two wives. It was one husband with two wives, the same name. Reuven married two Rachels. And the Mishnah seems to indicate that he can write a get for his older Rachel and give her to her, and she can walk away using the shtar as a raya. We sought to bring a raya from there that that when a person's holding onto a shtar with his name on it, we're not concerned that perhaps it was meant for somebody else with the same name. And that's why in the case of Yosef ben Shimon, if I'm Yosef ben Shimon and you're Yosef ben Shimon, I can use a shtar chayv with my name to collect money from you. Because we assume I'm holding it, it must be mine. So the Abaye, not necessarily. No. Perhaps in the case of the Baal chayv, you can't collect from somebody unless you prove you are the creditor. Maybe it's your friend. And now Mishnah? How could Rachel produce a get on her name? Maybe it belongs to her fellow wife, the other Isha, with the name Rachel. Hachanami, Eidim Mesira, Rabbi Elazar, very simple. Our Mishnah is speaking about a unique configuration. We have Eidim Mesira, who have witnessed the delivery of the get. They saw exactly who divorced whom. So we have proper verification. Okay, let's stop at this point. Let's just go back to the first tickle. We had the Isha who says with Fananichtav, how is that? She's getting divorced on the spot. Why is she saying Fananichtav? Why is she a shliach? The answer is she's a shliach. That's how the husband willed it. He sent her as a shliach. She arrives and she says Fananichtav, and she hands it to the next shliach, and then she receives it and is divorced. A get has to be written l'shmo. We had four cases in the Mishnah, ranging from a practice get, a get which was written for one husband and not for the other, for one wife and not for the other. In case four, he left it up in the air for later determination, and that doesn't either work. And we have the Pasiv, a kasal, a krisis, which teaches us that all four psulim are in fact pasal. It has to be l'shem gerushin, husband specific, wife specific, and verified at the time of writing. And we had machlekes Abaye v'Rava whether or not we can prove from our Mishnah anything regarding the halacha of shnei Yosef ben Shimon in terms of their ability to collect using eshtar chayv. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.